Hola, bienvenidos a Fiesta. I am composer Elvio Baridari, artistic director of the Latino Music Festival and professor of Latin American music at UIC, University of Illinois at Chicago. Today, with an invitation to visit our musical zoo. Animals, especially birds, are abundant not just in popular music, but also in the concert hall. Think of Schubert's trout, or Jorkram's whales, or Le Chant des Oiseaux by 15th century composer Clément Jeannequin. And then I don't think it's rare than Latin America with this gorgeous nature and rainforests and mountains and plains and wetlands has originated a large number of songs and instrumental works dedicated to the animal kingdom. I would like to start with a bird. As we said before, birds have been very popular throughout history with composers in Europe, in Latin America, and everywhere. The pajarillo is a little bird. In a song by that title, Pajarillo, we have two different settings of this pajarillo. The first one, a piece for solo flute called Solo de Pajarillo, Solo of the Little Bird, composed by a young composer, Omar Acosta. He was born in 1960. Ismael Reyes playing the Solo de Pajarillo. Thank you. Solo de Pajarillo, based on the popular song from Venezuela, Pajarillo, recorded by Ismael Reyes Flute, and the arrangement, or the version in this case, is by Venezuelan composer Omar Acosta. Another Venezuelan, a composer, but also one of the most important virtuosos in the world of the very difficult little E-flat clarinet, is Jorge Montilla. And Jorge Montilla composed for this E-flat clarinet. If you see in the orchestra the regular clarinets, and then you see the big bass clarinet that looks like a saxophone crossed with an old telephone, that's a bass clarinet. The other thing, in the other side, the little clarinet, that's a requinto in Spanish, or an E-flat clarinet. Jorge Montilla did this Registro de Pajarillo, Range of the Little Bird, for the E-flat clarinet. Registro de Pajarillo, or Range of the Little Bird, by Jorge Montilla, with Jorge Montilla on E-flat clarinet. Now we are going to stay with the birds, but instead of a little bird, the pajarillo, we are going to visit the largest flying bird in the Andes. The condor is a raptor and is a vulture, the largest vulture in the world. And it's also a very emblematic animal of the Inca culture or the modern Quechua population. This is a popular song, anonymous. We don't know how old, probably very old, called El Condor Pasa, or Flight of the Condor. And probably our audience knows this song.
I'd rather be a sparrow than a snail. Yes, I would. If I could, I surely would. I'd rather be a hammer than a nail. Yes, I would. If I only could, I surely would.
Simon and Garfunkel, a very respectful version included in their LP, Bridged Over Troubled Waters. And I need to underscore that. It was a very respectful rendition, was not a pop thing, was a crossover. They got the original song and they hired the best Latin American musicians of the time, like Uña Ramos to play the quena, and Jaime Torres to play the charango, to make sure that the rendition was really respectful. And then my respects to Paul Simon and to Art Garfunkel. El Condor Pasa, or Flight of the Condor, David Burgess guitar. Thank you. El Condor Pasa, anonymous song from Peru, as recorded by David Burgess. From birds to dogs, this tune is called just El Perro, the dog, and the composer is Ariel Ramirez. The pianist is Polly Fairman. Uruguayan pianist Polly Fairman, El Perro, the dog, by Argentine composer Ariel Ramirez. Another Argentine composer from a previous generation, Vicente Greco, born in 1886, composed a song called El Cusquito. Cusquito is slang from Rio de la Plata, lunfardo, that's the slang of Rio de la Plata, means little mutt. This is in the tango style. I would like to present the version recorded by one of the most fantastic young tango orchestras, the Orquesta Imperial. Thank you. That was El Cusquito, or Little Matt, Orquesta Imperial, and the author was the great Vicente Greco. Esto es Fiesta, estamos en la cadena radial de WFMT, volvemos en unos instantes. Hola, bienvenidos nuevamente a Fiesta, I am Elvio Barilari, today with our musical zoo. We had birds, and we had dogs, and we are going right now back to the birds. The uirapuru is a famous bird of the Amazon. There is also a Native American legend about the uirapuru. And Heitor Villa-Lobos composed two pieces, one symphonic piece and one choral piece, about this bird. Another Brazilian composer, Camargo Guarnieri, also composed a whole symphony, a full-scale symphony, symphony number 2, called Uirapuru, dedicated to his friend and teacher and mentor, Heitor Villa-Lobos, the great symphony number 2, Uirapuru, by Camargo Guarnieri. Orquestra Sinfónica do Estado de São Paulo, John Nesling Regenci, that means conductor.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Sinfonia or Symphony No. 2 Uirapuru by Brazilian composer Camargo Guarnieri, Orquesta Sinfonica do Estado de São Paulo, John Neschlin, conductor. This symphony, as I said before, was dedicated to the memory of Heitor Villa-Lobos. We have an encore for you in our musical zoo. And then the animal that is coming to say goodbye is a little white dove or pigeon. A palomita could be a dove or could be a pigeon. I'm not sure what animal the author had in mind. But Palomita Blanca is a famous waltz by the Argentine composer Anselmo Ayeta. We have a very special version here. Maria Luisa Rayan, Argentine harpist living in Chicago, is doing this Palomita Blanca. Gracias to Steve Robinson. Muchas gracias to our producer, Sidney Gillar. Muchas gracias to our associate producer, Sarah Murphy. Muchas gracias to our Spanish editor, Paloma Orozco. Muchas, pero muchas gracias to our main sponsor, Joyce Saxon. And muchas, pero muchísimas gracias to all of you. Estamos en la cadena radial de WFMT.